Yesterday, I was in the studio with a brand new friend doing an interview, and I was asked by the interviewer as to what my take was on this coronavirus. My first response was that this is the government, as long as I can remember, that has kept the people in some sort of continued state of emergency and or crisis. Since I've been alive, we had Vietnam in the 1960s, we had the energy crisis in the 1970s, AIDS, the war in Lebanon, Grenada, Libya in the 1980s, the war in Panama, the Gulf War, the Somalia Civil War, the Bosnian War, illegal drug wars, and the such. Then in 2000, the Afghan War, the Iraq War, the Syrian War. Remember Y2K was going to destroy everything? Then in 2001, it was the anthrax virus that was going to kill us. 2002 came around, and then it was the West Nile virus that was going to kill us all. In 2003, it was the SARS virus that was going to kill us. 2005, the bird flu is going to kill us. 2006, E. coli was going to kill us. 2008, the financial collapse is going to destroy us. 2009, the swine flu was going to kill us. In 2012, the Mayan calendar predicted the end of the world. And in 2013, North Korea was going to be the cause of World War III. And then comes 2014, the Ebola virus. Remember, that was going to kill us all. 2015, ISIS was going to kill us. 2016, the Zika virus was going to kill us. And now in 2020, the coronavirus is going to kill us. Enough already. I then went on to say that I'm not negating the possibilities of a genuine virus here, although I am questioning its origins and its authenticities. Often you can detect who may be the author of the crisis by who plays the problem solver and who it is that profits from the crisis. And of course, that is if you're paying attention to what is happening day after day of the American people being barraged with propaganda by, again, the mainstream media that has a long history of not knowing how to tell the truth. Well, I got to say this, friends, one quickly learns to question what it is he or she is being told by the powers that are tolerated. What do we see? We see the president assembling a coronavirus task force, military on the streets, governors shutting down interstates, restaurants, and stores, while mayors are shutting down gun and ammo sales? They're talking of vaccination testing in America while other countries are being mandated to vaccinate. CDC recommends 50 people or more not to congregate over the next few weeks. Churches are being shut down and travel restrictions are taking place. Folks, it's one thing after another. One must ask themselves, what is the pill in all of this jam anyways? I have to say that over the last couple of weeks, this whole coronavirus went from very little interest in the mainstream media to taking precedent over all other headlines, even worldwide. Oh, how the mainstream media's useful idiots are being used to induce the pandemonium, frantic, and fear and hysteria. And behind all of this is the corralling of people into more government control. Yet what is happening behind the coronavirus crisis to which many are not paying attention? Government fails at COVID-19 test distribution, but has $1.5 trillion for Wall Street. The coronavirus hoax, overhyped to bring about more tyranny. FEMA camps, martial law, and the unconstitutional executive orders that are in place that threaten the liberty of every citizen of the United States of America. In all of this, friends, you're being distracted by this coronavirus crisis. A majority in Congress just reauthorized the abuse of government surveillance powers of the unconstitutional Patriot Act. And all of this is being sold to the American people as to our care and our safety. Think with me. Is it not the same government that acts in an unlawful manner at will outside of the American people's delegations? Now all of a sudden it's about people's care and safety. Give me a break. This is the same government, friends, that has in fact sanctioned the murder of over 60 million innocent babies in this country. This is the same government that has continuously attempted to mandate dangerous vaccinations. This is the same government that has been found to spray chemicals down upon the masses in populated areas without congressional oversight. They're called chemtrails. This is the same government that lies to you day in and day out, brought to you a hand in glove with the mainstream media's useful idiots. This is the same government that is guilty of alluring subversives into the United States of America. This is the same government that is attempting to disarm Americans in the face of...
Did you know that the founder state constitutions were an average of only 5 pages nationwide? Did you also know that they focused more on the character of those placed in office more than the laws themselves? For example, Delaware constitutional requirements for men in office... I do profess faith in God, the Father, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, and in the Holy Ghost, blessed forevermore. How about Pennsylvania Constitution? I do believe in one God, the creator and governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the wicked. And then over to North Carolina's Constitution. No person who shall deny the being of God or the truth of the Christian religion or the divine authority, whether of the Old or New Testaments, or who shall hold religious principles incompatible with the freedom and safety of the state, shall be capable of holding any office or place of trust or profit in the civil department within this state.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker, boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Wanted to give you a quick heads up. If you want to call in at any time, please do. That number is 281. This is a perfect show to call in, by the way. Your thoughts, go ahead. Jude 3 and 4, contend, add to, take away, whatever the case might be. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. And yes, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. Now, I just want to get to this. I talked to a friend, and I believe he is a friend, because this guy has gone through it the same way that I have gone through it concerning making a difference in this country and staying out there on the front regardless of what comes his way. Read Psalm 94, verse 16 when you get a moment. And he said, Bradley, he goes, you know, I watched the show yesterday, and he goes, you know, some of those guys that you were confronting concerning, you know, this whole raptured from responsibility, goes, some of these guys are my friends. And he said, you know, I don't believe that they are sincerely trying to convey something that they don't believe. And he said, I believe that they wholeheartedly love the Lord. And I said, I don't question their sincerity neither. I question their stupidity. I said, because many of these people that are out there on the scene right now have claimed to be, well, my teachers when I was a baby Christian 25 years ago, and this is the nonsense they've been spewing out. And the bottom line is, it's heresy. And he goes, well, I couldn't agree with you more. And I said, I also want to let you know that I'm not here to try to put their light out to make mine brighter. I said, it agitates me to no end that they keep going headlong with their message. And the only reason they're giving their message... it's the same reason Darby did. He was doing it for money. There is no other reason that they would keep pushing heresy in such a fashion. It is not scriptural. It is made up. Those that made it up and devised these cunning schemes to make money for gain, apparently it's a lucrative business, they keep going on, no matter how many times you debunk it. Okay, there's no excuse for that. You have to, it's not that you're blind, it's that you're willfully blind and you hold on to that. You hold your fingers over both of your eyeballs and you have somebody plug both of your ears at this point, because everything that stands against the nonsense and the heresies that you are indoctrinating the people with, you have no premise. You have no basis whatsoever fundamentally when it comes to Scripture to hold on to what you're holding on to. It doesn't exist. It's not going to happen. It's speculative. There's misinformation. And what they do is they speculatively put things together randomly. And that's called conjecture, because they don't have the information to bring it line upon line, precept upon precept when it comes to the Scripture. Okay? Enough said. Right? And then he said to me, again, a friend. And I do consider him to be a friend. And I've seen him watch my six before. And that's what a friend is, because he's been through it before. He understands how this all works. It's not surreal to him. It's very real to him. And he said to me, Bradley, he goes, do you realize now concerning this Zionism that you're confronting? Do you realize that you're standing against the whole Christendom, the evangelicals in America? I said, it's interesting, because the Lord has always had me, unbeknownst to myself, on the front of issues that I didn't know that I was on the front of issues in dealing with. I guess the Lord has chosen me to be a cleanup guy to address issues where most people want to flinch, where most people want to capitulate, where most people want to run and hide from these issues because it goes against the massive amount in the majority that are pushing the heresies of Zionism. And what's also interesting to notice, the people that he was highlighting as those that are his friends that are preaching this heresy of rapture are also on the other side pushing Zionism, which is all premised on a fraud. Just ask the fraudsters that implemented modern-day Israel, starting with none other than Jacob Rothschild. He'll tell you. And then on top of it, going back to the conversation I was having with them, I said, isn't it interesting that all of these prime ministers, every single one of them, is hiding behind a false pretense, under a false pretense. They're counterfeits. They're making up their names. They're making up their nativity when it comes to Jerusalem. In other words, they don't have any Jewish blood in them. They're from different countries, but they're selling to the world along with the mainstream media under the control of the CIA, the modern day version of the Gestapo, said President Truman back in 1947. That are pushing this narrative that somehow or another these are God's chosen people, when in fact it's a man-made people, and they're propping it up, and they're even trying to use their soothsayers to try to put together in a mimicking, scoffing, mockingly way, just like to say, like Satan does with everything that he does concerning the Christ, by trying people to get people to believe that somehow or another that what's happening in, over in Israel, we need to keep our eye on it, when in fact it's the devil's minions that are pushing things together and pushing things forward. What is it that people don't understand? You have eyes, but you see not. You have ears, but you hear not. You know, it's interesting. I heard a guy this morning, speaking of which, when it comes to Zionism, right? What was interesting is the guy says, you know, I don't understand what the evangelicals, as they call themselves, in America don't understand. A third grader could understand Genesis 12:3. And what does Genesis 12:3 say? I will bless those who bless you. This is what they like to ride on. And this is all they have to ride on. And it's out of context, even when they're trying to ride on what they can't ride on. In other words, they're trying to justify what they can't justify. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Just one question. Just one question, and this will bring closure to all of what this debate that they've created out of thin air and what it is that surrounds it. What is it? Answer the question. Who is the Lord speaking to? He's speaking to Abraham. He's speaking to Abraham's seed. He's not talking about anybody else. He's not talking about a man that in 1897 that doesn't believe God goes and starts up a state and then tries to sell to the world that they're God's chosen people like they are today? You get the point. We'll be right back.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Sam calling from Minnesota. Are you tired of listening to radio show hosts, public speakers, do-nothing politicians, weak and effeminate men who do nothing but talk and talk about the issues we face in our country today, resolving nothing? So am I, and that's why I listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. Bradley's message of hope and resolve is not only something broadcasted through the airwaves, but also something that he takes to the enemy's front door with a vehement passion. Believe me, I know. I've witnessed it every step of the way as his son for the last 18 years. I don't know about you, but in our country today, we need men now, more than ever, who are willing to take action and not hide behind the safety of a Facebook post from your fake name social media account. Bradley demonstrates his words through actions by preaching nationwide at churches, prisons, high schools, event centers, college campuses, and so much more. Step up to the plate and be the man or woman God called you to be and join Bradley Dean and others in this fight for our generation and future generations alike.
BBSradio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Did you know that the University of Houston political science professors searched to find where the founding fathers chose their ideas? They assembled 1,500 writings from the era of the founders, and they researched for 10 years and isolated 3,154 direct quotes and identified the source of the quotes. Number one, 8.3% was quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu. Number two, 7.9% was quotes from Sir William Blackstone. Number three, 2.9% was quotes from John Locke. And number four, 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible. And when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas from, they found that theirs came from the Bible as well. How could it be otherwise? Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are, what it is that we've been doing. Doing. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And also check out that website. There is 10 to 15 contributors from across the country daily contributing to that website. Constitutional attorneys, former military, EMTs, the list goes on. Politicians, or should I say, statesmen and stateswomen. That's how they're supposed to be called properly, according to the Constitution. Politicians, a slang word. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, a video series over there, which was aired on television for 42 weeks nationwide. We're working on another one, by the way, this up and coming fall, Lord willing. And again, it's all on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Both shows, morning show, Tim Brown on the right side, top of sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I'm up on the left. Also, check us out on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. And again, folks, if you want to call in at any time, like Margie is from Minnesota, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Margie from Minnesota, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend. What say you?
Well, Bradley, I think I'm actually getting through to some young Christian kids.
Good.
And what I compare these Jews to is like designer shoes, designer jeans. These are designer Jews. And these kids are biblically illiterate. And I'm not saying that as a put down, because Bradley,
right,
a year and a half ago, you chewed my tail and told me several times, unfortunately, embarrassingly, to read my Bible and to stop asking you questions and to read my Bible. And I did. And I'm now on my third time. And it's like, you look, Luke 17:2, what they're doing in Gaza and starving these women and children and men too, but for the most part, it's women and children. You're better off to have a millstone around your neck and cast you into the ocean should you hurt any one of these children. And it's like, do you think these Gaza, because the Jews want to kill them, are exempt from the love of the Lord?
Right.
And I can actually see wheels turning. You know, these Jews were created to do what they want, to make money for themselves, to hurt God's earth and God's people. And you can see the wheels starting to turn. And I guess I just wanted to say that I like the term designer Jews, because that's exactly what they are.
Yeah, but okay, so let me address something here, because I just brought this up yesterday. Did you know that up to 700,000 to 800,000 students every year in this country that graduate high school, they can't even read their own graduation diplomas? That's why we didn't sit around and complain about the kids. That's why we got into the public schools, because we understood that they were being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. What the hypocrisy is here that the Lord has brought to the light, Luke 12:2, is the fact that the federal government is illegally indoctrinating the kids, usurping the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights to do so, appointing America's enemies, but yet we have professed Christians, patriots, and said conservatives that are dropping their kids off to in public schools to be raised up by their sworn enemies. There's where the fault lies. And what does it do? It comes back to those that do nothing but complain about what they're a part of. They're a part of the problem. If we want all of this to stop, just even speaking of the high school kids, is pull your kids from public school. It's all over for government, because they're not going to have anybody to raise up to overthrow the generation that went before them. Furthermore, these kids are being put into school, Margie, just addressing that, because the state needs money per student. And the fact of the matter is, that's why they're passing these kids. I just seen a kid, what was it, 2-3 days ago. He was in a southern state, and he missed over 233 days in the school year. And what's also interesting to note is on his report card, he had F's, straight F's from top to bottom, straight F's, but they still passed him and he was elated. One of the things that I've always told my kids in regard to what you're commenting on right now, Margie, is the fact that when you see kids in public schools, when they graduate, I said, don't get too excited. Because if you look at our forefathers, they were 4 and 5 and 6 years old, and they knew the Bible so well. They knew Latin, Greek, and Hebrew so well that they would outdo ministers of the gospel during that particular time when there would be debate. And when you look at many of our forefathers, many of them had to be withheld from going to college at 14 and 15 years old. So I always tell my kids, and I'm telling everybody out there, to raise the bar, homeschool your kids, get down to what the Lord would have us be taught. And I'm thinking of 22 verse 6 of Proverbs. Also get McGuffey's books. He's the schoolmaster to the nation. And along with that, get a Webster's 1828. And then raise up your kids, because it stands in contrast to what they're being subjected to today. I agree with you 100%. Now, one more point I want to make too, Margie, is the fact that we need to make distinction between the Jews of the Lord, those that are the seed of Abraham, and we need to make up those that call themselves Jews, as Jesus said, but they are not. They lie, the Lord said in Revelation 3. What we see in modern-day man-made Israel is the synagogue of Satan. They're man-made, they're lying, they're counterfeits, as we exposed yesterday, and yet they want to, along with the mainstream media, sell to the world that they're God's chosen people, premised on a man that started Zionism in 1897 that didn't even believe in God. Now, if that sounds like it's confusion, it is. It's all by design, but it's not by the Lord. They want to confuse the world so they can keep working through the halls of government like a bunch of usurpers encroaching upon the rights of the people so they can set themselves up on that false premise. And I'm just here to tell you that it's only going to go so far before the Lord intervenes and he steps on all of it and breaks it all down for what it is. And I believe that we're on the forefront, the cutting edge of that, even as we speak right now, Margie, because they have lost the narrative. The people in Mylakowski, Netanyahu, as we know him as, even in his own country, they've impeached him and they are prosecuting him. And to show you how snaky and insidious Donald Trump is, he's telling them people over there that are bringing justice upon the likes of Mylakowski, again, Netanyahu, as he sold to you another counterfeit. It's interesting. Donald Trump said that he would cut off funding to man-made Israel if they don't quit prosecuting Mylakowski, Netanyahu. So it doesn't get any more telling than that. But the bottom line is America's awake to this, and the world is wide awake. And here's the hope, going back to the young people. It was all of those, and again, I'm saying this facetiously, because after doing all the high schools that we've done, is for as many as people want to look at the younger generation and say that they are stupid, I'm here to tell you, nothing could be further from the truth. They're trying to figure out why they're being subjected to all that nonsense by the people that say that they love them. They're trying to figure out why the said pastors are not fighting for them in public schools, in the sense of getting them out of public schools. They're trying to figure out where the love is at. They're trying to figure out why they're being dropped off at a school to be raised up, to be indoctrinated, to be lied to over and over and over again. But the point, they're not stupid. They discern like nobody's business. They're sick and tired of being lied to. They're sick and tired of watching the older generation throw everything and anything on the kids themselves while they live their own little selfish lives. They're trying to figure out where the love is. But go to the colleges all across the country. Remember 3 months ago when all the colleges threw their hands up in the air and said, look what modern day Israel is doing to the Palestinians? And then Donald Trump comes in and says, listen, we're going to deport those people. He has no constitutional authority whatsoever to do so. But I think right then and there, the American people should open their eyes up as to who Donald Trump is serving. Because he's extorted, he's doing what he's told. And who is he making great again, Americans? It's not you. It's modern day Israel. Jacob Rothschild's Israel. I'll give you the last word, Margie.
Yep. And he pulls their funding if they say anything against the Jews of Satan.
Exactly.
You know, it's all by design. And Bradley, thank you for and I'm going to work on the school district here, keep trying to get you in, and I'm not going to use that useless woman in the Minnesota Senate.
Right.
She's useless.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
so I'm going to put on the...
Yeah, they don't want to shake up their constituents. They don't want to actually have to stand up for anything. And I think people should do themselves a favor and understand that the real said representatives are the ones that are under attack by the mainstream media, and they're far and few between. Those that are just going along because
Absolutely.
They don't want to offend anybody, they're seeking the approbation so they can be reelected. That's the bottom line there. Thank you for the call, Margie. Always appreciate you, kiddo. I really
Thanks,
do.
Bradley.
Yep, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Got some more craziness coming up on the other side. We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think. And the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Your love of liberty, your respect for the laws, your habits of industry, and your practice of the moral and religious obligations are the strongest claims to national and individual happiness. President George Washington. He goes on and says, "You do well to wish to learn our arts and our ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can to assist you in this wise intention." The son of liberty, Samuel Adams, said, "Let ministers and philosophers, statesmen and patriots, unite their endeavors to renovate the age of impressing the minds of men with the importance of educating their little boys and girls, inculcating in the minds of the youth the love of their country, of instructing them in the art of self-government, and in short, of leading them in study and practice of the exalted virtues of the Christian system."
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the Kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm State Representative Walter Hudson from Minnesota. As a public servant, I face constant pressures that threaten to pull me away from my core values. That's why I turned to Bradley Dean and his ministry through the Sons of Liberty radio show. They're one of the only media outlets that truly challenges me to stay rooted in God's word while fighting for liberty and justice in our government. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time for hard-hitting truth that inspires action. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen now.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again, folks. We got two segments. Good show to call in on 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I wanted to address something that Margie was talking about. Again, it's always good to solidify this and keep... The Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three words, let it be an established word. I want to just jump a couple steps forward concerning all that we've covered concerning the Zionists that are not the Jews of the Lord, but do lie. I didn't say that. Jesus said that. The bad guys, the little minions of hell themselves, John 8:44, they said that. They showed you that. That's not their name. That's not who they are. They're counterfeits. Folks, they hide under a manner of dissimulation every step of the way, okay? And that means a counterfeit covering. Now listen, it says in Revelation 3:9, "Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say that they are Jews and are not." That's who we're addressing here. They are not the Jews. They are of the synagogue of Satan. And what did Jesus say right after that in Revelation 3:9? "But do lie." They are lying. And I don't understand, again, going back to what the man this morning said concerning the evangelicals in question, saying, what is it that these people don't understand? I can tell you why the bad guys are getting away with it, because those that claim to be the evangelicals don't take the time to read their own doctrines. And yet, that's the first thing Jesus told them to do in John 7:17. Also put that up against 2 Timothy 2:15. You can't make it up. They're going around the world telling everybody they're Christians, and yet they're following those that are not Jews of the Lord. And again, we got to make distinction, because they are Jews of the Lord. My Lord Jesus Christ is a Jew incarnate. Okay? There are Jews that are messianic. They're Christian Jews. They are of the Lord. They are the Israel of God. There are Jews that are going to be engrafted back in. But the people that we're talking about that are claiming to be the children of God, they're not Jews at all. They're not from man-made Israel. Go back to Herzl in 1897. That was all established by a man that he said didn't believe in God. And he's selling to the world that they're God's chosen. What is difficult about understanding any of that? I have no idea. We got Linda calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Yes, hi, Bradley. I hope I can articulate what I'd like to say, because I'm a little nervous.
Okay, it's okay.
But I just wanted to comment on Darby. I've been a believer for most of my life, but I have learned so much in the last 15 years about history, and just recently I've learned a lot about John Darby and C.I. Schofield.
Yep.
Both of those people were cultists.
Yep.
And yet most of religion today in evangelical circles, dispensationalism is one of the real fraudulent, you know, beliefs that's been put out there. But both of those guys, Darby and Schofield, were both funded by Rothschilds.
Yep.
To basically infiltrate Christianity to get them off of really our sanctification.
Yep.
Which, you know, 1 Timothy 4:3 says that the will of God is for our sanctification. And what better way for Satan to do it than to basically put all these false doctrines out there from basically people that weren't even believers. They were occultists.
Yep.
And we know Rothschilds are probably some of the biggest occultists out there.
That's right.
So and then when you take a look at all the Bible translations out there, which are not translations, they're perversions.
That's
by
right.
Satan.
That's right.
And if we don't get back to the King James Authorized 1611 version, you're getting a different message, even if you are in Scripture. And it's so
You're doing, Linda, you're doing great. You're doing great. I'm sitting here listening to you. You're doing fantastic. You just keep going on.
Yeah, well, anyway, like I said, I get so frustrated because I've been in religious circles, like I said, since I was 12, and trying to help people understand some of this stuff that I've been recently exposed to has... it's just been disheartening in many ways, because I have a friend that, you know, she don't believe that Israel is the Israel of God over there right now, but yet she still believes in all of this false doctrine about end times, you know,
right.
Events.
Yep.
And it just really is so, I don't know, I'm just so disappointed, but I know all is well, because God's got it all under control, and he knows. He knows those that are going to be sanctified, and I believe that's when he will return, is when he knows everybody that is going to be sanctified is sanctified and ready to meet him.
Amen. Amen. I totally appreciate everything you said. I agree with what you just said 100%, and I think you're spot on. Here's the good news, Linda. They got people like us that are doing their homework, that are doing their due diligence, that can show them the crooked stick by laying the straight one next to it when it comes to the Word of God, when it comes to the translations. And we can show them that what they're believing in is premised on a lie at every given step. And that's 99.9% of the time, that's all you have to do is ask the person that's preaching the heresy in the first place. And again, it comes back to those that are really born of the Spirit of God. You keep talking about sanctification. I understand what you're talking about, the washing of the water by thy word. Sanctify us by thy truth. Thy word is truth. Sanctify us unto obedience through the sprinkling of the clean water, sprinkling the blood of Jesus Christ upon us, establishing the sure mercies of David, ordered right and sure. I also think of Ezekiel 36, even speaking of sanctification alone. And again, and I appreciate that because you hear very far and few between when it comes to those that profess to be Christians even talk about sanctification. That's a lifetime process, by the way, folks. It's another topic. It's another day. But the point is, it's very important that we understand that sanctification is a lifetime process. But in saying that, you know, it absolutely also shows us, Linda, those that are born of the Spirit of God and those that aren't born of the Spirit of God. I totally appreciate your call. I thought you did fantastic. 281-845-4704. I want to finish my point in the conversation I just had with Linda. When you go to, this explains, when you're born of the Spirit of God, okay, when you're born of the Spirit of God, you're going to be led by the Spirit of God to do the things that the Spirit leads us to do, Romans 8:14. And guess what it's going to lead us to do? It's going to lead us to Jesus Christ and Him alone every single time. Not to man, not to the good old boys club. Nope, not to what the majority are doing. Nope, Jesus continuously called it His little flock. He said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Jesus said, few will be there that find it. So there's few that are going to hear because there's few that have been born again, predestined and elected of God. Okay? When you go to 1 John 4, what does it say in verse 5? They are of the world. They are of the world. Therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. That's the majority of what's going on in America. And folks, I titled the show today that we're doing it to ourselves. We really are. We're allowing men that have not been born again of the Spirit of God to point the finger at a Christ that is not Christ. Do you understand? They're supporting that which is counterfeit because they're premised on a counterfeit salvation. Liberation from sin. Nope, folks. We have to be careful. We have to be very, very careful. One of the things I like to say here is, follow me as I follow Christ, like Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:1. If you see me divert from following Christ, then you leave. You get back in the Word, or if you're a brother and you really love me, what you're going to do is you're going to get on the radio and you're going to correct me in front of everybody. That's a demonstration of real love. Absolutely, that is real love. Read 1 John, the whole chapter. It's fantastic. Speaking of love, okay, and what love does. But again, I want to make clear that everybody understands, just because they call themselves Christians, there's going to be a lot of people, in contrast to what I'm saying here, a lot of people in hell that said they were Christians. Do you understand? They're counterfeits. And when it comes to even the counterfeits alone, Linda was just talking about how she's let down by these people that are really promulgating these heretical messages. Yeah, these are the kind of people I'm talking about that are leading the flocks to hell because the people that are in hell didn't take the time to know for themselves as to what Scripture says. If they were born of the Spirit of God, guess what they'd have done? They'd have fed on the bread of life, not a counterfeit that puts himself up in the pulpit, claiming to be what he is not. Making reference to the Word of God that he himself doesn't practice, that he himself is not born of. Again, it's important that we understand this, folks. I can tell you this is the safest way to detect who the genuine Christians are and who the counterfeits are. Those that are telling you what it is that you don't want to hear, but you know you need to hear, that's the guy that loves you. He's the one that's faithful as unto the Lord and faithful as unto you. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. That's right. I can't love you until I first love the Lord. And if I love the Lord with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, I'm going to love my brother as myself. Period. Matthew 22:37. But if you hear people just say and give you a soft message, they overlook sin, they don't preach out against the sins of the nation, they know more about the political talk that's been created to make lies sound truthful, like when they talk about Republicans and Democrats, which does not constitutionally exist, nor do the other 98 parties exist, right? And they understand, like we do, that we're a constitutional republic. We're going to know the counterfeits right from that. But they talk more of the leaving of Herodians, Mark 8:15, that we're to avoid, than they do anything else. Because that's where they're wrapped up into. We need to be careful. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. This is Bradley Dean from the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom, while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
President Franklin Roosevelt said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in shaping the advances of our republic." Yeah, what we preach here stands against what's going on out there in the world. And by the way, that's all of our job, church. Okay? All of our job. By the way, if you want to check us out on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, as you can hear and see, let me just say this again. I told my wife the other day, because we're doing radio literally 7 days a week. We do a church service on Sundays as well. And, you know, I spend 3 hours probably preaching every week. On top of what we do throughout the week on radio, 6 days a week. So I'm on Saturday night, right when I'm done with radio, I'm preparing my next message for church for the next day. Well, we did that per request of the people. And I'm saying this because I want you to understand, as you can hear and as you can see, we don't have sponsors. We're a ministry. We don't have sponsors. We're not making millions of dollars off of supporting our golden calves, friends. We're not dictated by our sponsors telling us what we can say and what we can't say. That's not us. It's never been us. This is a ministry that conveys a message that tells people what it is that they need to hear rather than what it is that they want to hear. And there's many people that hang in there listening to that message. But I was just telling my wife the other day, I said, you know what? When it comes to support, I don't even like asking because we're not a begging ministry. We've never been a begging ministry. But I said, I think what frustrates me and what agitates me about it is that I have to ask for support at all. That's what it is. I'm just agitated that we have to ask for support at all. And I'm saying that for the very purpose that what I'm doing here on the screen all day long is showing you the products that, per your request, were asked. And then once we show them to you, you know, and then also becoming a son or a daughter of liberty, it's not like I'm showing people on the screen all of this because we don't have anything better to do. And I just want to show everybody how cool we are that we got all these products. That's not why we have them. The purpose that we have this, friends, is because of you and for your families and for the people that are listening to us on a daily basis. So I'm asking for you to consider becoming a son or a daughter of Liberty because sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the store or membership, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Because we don't have sponsorship, we can't do what we do without your support. Just wanted to say that. Cool? That's why I'm frustrated. Shouldn't have to say it, right? We have people to support here in the ministry that keep this little machine going nationwide, and we're going to keep doing it by the grace of God. And I know that people that are standing with us are hoping that other people will get involved as well so we can grow in the process of not just staying stagnant or going backwards. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to be a part of that. And we're not going to put ourselves in a position where our backs are up against the wall. That's why we stay out there. That's why we're doers of the word and not hearers only. Again, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you order anything from the store, your orders go out tomorrow morning. You'll have them within 3 to 5 days, say at the USPS. I say that you'll have them within 2 to 3 days. Also, with that, again, consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Go to the store, check it out, see what it is. That's for you. Also wanted to let you know that we have the Minnesota State Fair coming up at the end of the month. Again, every month we're doing something. And we are going to be there for 12 days, for 12 hours a day in St. Paul, right in the heart of what's going on in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And we're not going to deter from that because that's home. And it's also a huge opportunity for us to reach up to 3.2 million people every single year. And we're there because we see all this nonsense, a couple of them, I should say, those that call themselves ministry that put up a big sign, come over here for prayer. Hey, folks, when I see that stuff, I'm deterred from it right away. Absolutely. Hey, folks, I can call out unto the Lord. The Lord told me to go into the closet where it's just me and him. I don't need to do make a public spectacle of myself in the process. No, I can do that all by myself. But if I would expect that if I go through there and there's going to be people in the Minnesota State Fair that are reaching out to those 3.2 million people, that Lord willing, there's going to be someone there that can actually make some sort of reference to the Word of God, like many of these that are there cannot. They're there entertaining the people. They have bands, they have dinners, they do all of that. They have pizza parties. That's how they're winning people to Jesus. It's man-made. It's nonsense. The Spirit of God is not behind that. Folks, no. We're preaching, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We're sticking to the Lord's plan. We're following the way of the master, and that's what we're going to continuously do. So we're going to be doing that at the end of the month, and then the month after that, we're probably going to be out on the East Coast finishing up our television program, starting in Yorktown, Jamestown, and Williamsburg, and then going up the coast. And we're going to meet up with some of our friends that we have been talking about getting together with for some time now. And hopefully we can sit down and have dinner with them because they're like family. And I'm talking to my brothers and my sisters out in Pennsylvania there, the Deatons. We love you guys. We just got a card from you, by the way, Beth, if you're listening. We just totally appreciate it. Steph lives to do stuff like that, Beth. Again, just thought I'd share that. Anyways, if you want to call in 281-845-4704, I want to go ahead and end this show concerning the last 4 minutes that I have here. I want to go over and I want to finish it off because you guys brought it up. We're going to make the show yours. I want you to see in John 8:38, I speak that which I've seen with my father, Jesus said, and speaking to those Pharisees that called them the children of God, he said, you do that which you have seen with your father. That's what Jesus said to them. In other words, denouncing them, okay? Woeing them, damning them. They answered and said, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. Is that what you're seeing going on in modern day Israel? Absolutely not. What are they doing? Hang on a second. You do the deeds of your father, Jesus said. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication, sex before marriage. We have one father, even God. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me, Jesus speaking, for I proceed forth and came from God, and neither came I of myself, but he that sent me. In other words, he bore witness. 1 Corinthians 2:5. Also go to 1 Corinthians 4:20. Okay? Then they said back to him, they're back talking him constantly. And then Jesus says, why do you not understand my speech? Isn't that what's going on? Yep. You can tell them until they're blue in the face. Today's evangelicals that are going along with all this heresy with the rapture and with Zionism. Why is it that you don't understand what we're saying here? I just highlighted it in 1 John 4, verse 5 a moment ago. He said, why don't you understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my word? Then he says in 44, you are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer. Is that what we're seeing? Yep. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because there is no truth in them. That's right. Neither is his minions. They act just like their father. They have to change their names. They have to lie to the people on a worldwide basis to try to convince you not to look at what they're guilty of doing. Isn't this what Jesus is saying? Yep. They abode not in the truth because there's no truth in them. And when Satan, your father, speaking of the synagogue of Satan, when he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he's a liar and the father of it. And Jesus goes on and says, because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. You believe me not. What do they do? Oh, they say, oh, Bradley Dean's one of those. Yep, I am one of those. Absolutely. The problem is you know I'm right. Because if I wasn't right, you wouldn't take the time to turn around and point your finger trying to convince everybody else that what Bradley is saying is not sound doctrine when in fact the opposite is true. That falls to your lot, not mine. That falls to your lot, not mine. Isn't it interesting what they do is they call Jesus names and then they say he has a devil. He's a Samaritan. Yep, it's exactly what they do, folks. They ostracize those that are telling the truth. Why? These are the people that could be transported to the sun and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. And it doesn't matter, all of you that are going along to get along, if you want to see it or not, because you're going to get it just along with those that you're allowing to lead you into the hell that they mean to create. And that's going to be at your expense. And when you're done with, it's their expense. Look at the word of God. It's the three R's. And it's exactly what's happening once again, only in America. Wish we had one more call, folks. We got probably less than a minute here. Again, I do want to drive you to the fact that we have some events coming up. We have 3-month windows. There is some openings. I just had a friend from Arkansas call yesterday. And we want to let you know that if you want us to come in, we got some dates coming up, I believe, in other states as well. You can check our schedule. But if you'd like to squeeze us in to one of those dates, if we're in your area, we would love to be a part of it. Again, that number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747 to book us. Now's the time to do so. Folks, we absolutely love you by what we do. Remember when I continuously end the show with 1 John 3:18, isn't it interesting how I always make reference to 1 John 3:18? Hey, real quick, because I got a couple seconds. Why do I end it with 1 John 3:18? My little children, let us neither love in word, neither in tongue, not lip service, but by deed and by truth. In other words, your actions speaks louder than your words. That is love. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18, and we will talk to you in 23. See ya, see ya, see ya.